Let's go from Reno, Nevada, and that good news from Kirk to Kathy in Minneapolis, 1330 AM listener. How can I help you?
Hi, Father. Thanks for taking my call. I have a question that's sort of an expansion on the earlier caller where you were explaining how we need to love those members of our family or people we're close to and love them back into the faith. And I just have kind of a practical application question. Like, I have a junior in high school who just really doesn't care. And we go to church every Sunday. We've explained, you know, you live with us. You have to come with us. This is just what we do. This is our faith. We go to church every Sunday. But beyond that, what can we do? And I think I'm sort of, like, answering my own question, I think it's probably mostly the example that we can give him without pushing him too hard. But I wanted to know if you have any suggestions as to how practically to love a person back into the faith.
Right. Well, first of all, and this is just partly joking, but I think almost the definition of a boy that's a junior in high school is someone who doesn't care. That seems there's that certain age when they put off, at least they say this about everything. Joking aside, the example, of course, that we have a great model for how we love someone back into the church and into faith in the Saint Monica. Especially this is true for mothers and fathers by extension, mm-hmm. You know, the sacrifice, prayer, example. And Monica was pretty, at times, very strict with her son, but at other times gave him enough room to allow him what he needed to do to finally find the Lord. So what does your son care about as a junior would be, what, about 16? What does he care about?
Well, he is kind of, he cares about. You know, there's not a lot that really excites him right now. He likes engineering. He likes 3D printing of things that he's designed. He loves music. He likes getting together with his friends.
Mm-hmm.
He likes video games.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like a 16-year-old boy in our contemporary culture. And, you know, some of that is room for building upon that. Obviously, I don't know what kind of music he likes, but some of the finest music in human history. I just was at concerts this weekend of classical music. It's all based on faith. I mean, almost everything that is lasts through space and time is faith-based when it comes to music, because it's the most beautiful. It's the things that last. You know, my first degree is in physics, and I believe exploration of the natural world and its wonders and its beauties and the laws of physics and the laws of engineering and science, these things should lead one to appreciate and know God's ongoing creative and recreative love, because you see it laid out in all its wonder. When I was running away from God, and I did that in my late teens, early 20s, one of the things that kept me connected to God and the things of God was the fact that I couldn't deny that there was a God behind creation. It was just too orderly. And the more I explored the laws of nature, the more I realized that there was an artist behind the art, and an artist that was more brilliant than I could even imagine. There's lots there to build upon. But you and your husband and his siblings are going to have to do a lot of setting great example, a lot of prayer, a lot of sacrifice, have masses offered, we don't want just to leave someone who's missing out on the greatest friendship ever, the greatest love affair ever is the love affair we have with God. We don't want them to miss out on that because we love them too much for them to be missing the most important things.
Exactly. Okay. Well, those are some really good suggestions. Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Kathy. I appreciate it.